Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
T. Harv Eker once said, "It's simple arithmetic. Your income can grow only to the extent that you do." In this episode, we're going to talk about whether or not to have a Patreon or not. So, Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everyone. We're back.
Yay. And everybody's healthy and happy. And
Ready
for a brand new year of, what is that quote again? Growing our income. Yeah.
Growing our income.
Yeah, that's what we want. And then I guess we want to grow too.
Yep.
Do y'all have a word for the year?
Consistency.
I forget what the word was. It was a pretty word.
That's a pretty word.
I was at lunch.
That's cute.
I was at lunch earlier today, and they were talking about their words, and everyone's like, you know, determination, focus. And I was like, I just don't want to suck this year. I mean, like, that's my word. Like, don't suck.
That's
is
funny.
That two words? But like, Stephanie's looking up her word to see.
Again, I got
to
go through this whole Discord thing where everybody's, there it is. Okay. Wabi-sabi. Yeah, see, it's pretty. Wabi-sabi. It's the Japanese word for where
you... Not to be perfection.
Right. Beauty lies in appreciating the imperfections found in nature as things in the natural world are impermanent and thus beautiful. Wabi-sabi.
That's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel like I need to get a word.
Sounds like a dinner drink, though.
Wabi-sabi. I always thought of, what is that?
Wasabi.
Wasabi. Yeah.
Yes.
It's hot and spicy. Love that.
I love wasabi. Clears the nostrils.
Yes, it does.
Well, what is everyone working on?
So I'm working on a colorful, hypothetical insect collection.
Okay, so what was the inspiration behind the bugs then?
I was looking at different trends and different licensing things and looking at my portfolio, and I have a bee.
Yeah.
And I have a moth. And I just don't have a lot of insects. So I decided,
butterflies. Everybody's got butterflies.
Yeah, but that's more photography than I had to do actually drawing. So I decided, let's play with some insects. See what happens with that. And I don't have anything. Granted, these insects are ending up very girly. I don't have a lot of boy stuff in my... Actually, I don't think I have any boy stuff in my portfolio. And I was trying to go that route. But, you know, colors are my colors and they all end up girly.
Here's a random question, because I only really kind of know you and the people that you know from surface pattern design. Are there any guys out there that do this that are successful?
You know, I know there's a few.
We're boring her. She's yawning.
You aren't supposed to say anything.
I mean, I can think of a few that have been in classes I've taken, but I haven't really looked that strongly at their portfolio. You know, that hard at their portfolios or anything to know.
Well, someone did.
Artists.
Some man did, because you got camouflage.
That was military.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You got like what leaf? What was it? There's a faint. Oh my gosh, people are yelling at us right now. But there's some famous camouflage real tree. That's it, real tree, and they're all men. They work with that.
I have no clue.
So it's Hunter account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to look. I'm not sure.
Maybe you can make a girly bug on top of girly camo.
Oh, that would be cute.
That's really funny.
That's hilarious.
That's I just realized that. I was like, oh, I have
you
a camo shirt
do
on.
A girly camo.
Yeah. Oh,
I would love that.
Yeah.
With flowers.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. New idea.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you're already into your you've been doing this in the studio.
Apparently, I'm on bugs too, then, because
you're doing insects. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing bees on this in the studio, and it's all about that. You just got to come to Studio 270 at Low Mill and check out all the buzz. see what the buzz is about because it's a sweet deal. We got a lot of them going in.
As sweet as honey.
Oh my gosh.
I love the puns.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, what are you working on, Rachel?
Well, I was painting. I've been doing different coffee cups and different like breads. A bagel, a croissant, a donut.
That's cool.
All the stuff that everybody's probably giving up right now.
Right, yes. Exactly.
January.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can't eat the carbs. Let's look at the carbs.
Yeah. I will paint the carbs and not eat the carbs.
I love that.
So Patreon or not?
Yeah.
So you have been doing some research.
Yeah. So I've been kind of looking into Patreon for us as a podcast. Just kind of, you know, listen to some podcasts naturally about some kind of the future of podcasting. And a lot of podcasters are falling off either because, you know, the pandemic's over and they're no longer doing it.
They went back to work.
Yeah, they went back to work. And sponsors are getting smarter and the analytics are getting smarter to where, you know, you can't fake it anymore. There was a lot of podcasters. Oh, yeah, we get 10,000 downloads every week and blah, 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 blah. And then they would get a sponsor. And now the sponsors are starting to recognize, like, hey, you might be getting 10,000, you know, downloads, but we're not seeing any revenue from it. So the analytics are getting smarter behind it. And so now, like, only the larger creators are actually going to be the winners anymore. Mm-hmm. Because the, like, Joe Rogan and crew, they're the ones that are going to make all the money. And then, so what does that mean for the little independent?
Right.
Creators like ourselves and any when you even think about the independent creators of artists, there's this vast, you know, you get that the haves and have nots, the ones that are making a lot of noise and then the independent creators that are really kind of keeping everything going.
Yeah.
You know, how do we, as I don't want to be a joke, and I don't know if you guys
do. No, I don't either. No.
I can't imagine doing that. But at some other aspect of it, I think we have earned, not only as podcasters, but as artists and other artists out there have earned the right to get paid. So how do we do that? And that's right. Where like Patreon kind of comes into mind. Once the platform's been around for a really long time, but I'm looking into alternatives. Are there alternatives? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So the great question for us is, do we do a Patreon for our art? And for this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, honestly, but it's just a matter of time. You know, how much time do you have to dedicate to it? Because in my opinion, if you do a Patreon, what are you giving to your audience as part of their membership?
Yeah.
You know, most people aren't inclined just to, you know, buy a coffee and be done with it. They want to get something in return for it.
Yeah.
Well, and we kind of talking beforehand, you had mentioned about the ones that you follow from Instagram and that they have a certain.
Yeah. So
have over 10,000 followers.
Yeah. And I'm just, again, I haven't gone and looked since we've been talking about this, but I want to say they all have pretty close to that or over that.
But the funny thing is like Instagram, I don't really know. I don't correlate that to direct revenue. You know, I know we've had this conversation.
Right.
It's like, just because you have 10,000 followers doesn't necessarily mean that you're selling 10,000 paintings. You might be selling
correct.
One out of all those people. I mean, I've had a lady, I've got 10,000 plus followers on Facebook. One lady has been following me for like 4 years and she finally brought a piece this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it doesn't necessarily correlate quickly.
No, but
Patreon.
Well, I don't think Patreon's going to correlate quickly either.
Yeah.
And again, I take this back to, you know, the 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s where we didn't have computers. We didn't mm-hmm. have social media. We had to buy an ad mm-hmm. in a newspaper. And if you were lucky enough to pay for the Sunday ads, then somebody saw you or the Sears catalog. You know, that was to me, that is the. Can't believe I'm going to say this and date myself, but the olden day,
yeah.
Instagram,
yeah,
was, you know, we all waited for that Sears catalog or that JCPenney's catalog to come in the mail and look through it and see what we liked.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram is our instant gratification to be able to do that every day. We don't anticipate looking for it now. We can just go to it on our, as an app on our phone. And so when you talk about it in the sense that you just were about money, you know, somebody buying something, it's a long-term investment. Those companies bought, you know, your local grocery store bought ads in the Sunday paper every Sunday, because 52 weeks a year.
Because they got the most looks.
Well, that was how they had to get. And that's what Instagram is. You've got, it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been saying that all week for everything I do. It's like, I feel like everything is turning into a numbers game, and the light bulb has just gone on for me this year that, you know, it's all about the numbers. It's all about getting the work out there. It's all about being seen. It's all about the number of followers. And yeah, you may have 30,000 followers and only 300 are engaged, but that's 10%. And if you only had 3,000, you'd only have 30 engaged at 10%. So it's not so much about being a revenue generator. It's a long-term awareness generator. And I don't know what the new statistic is, but it used to be, you know, a sales guy or girl would have to contact somebody 7 times to make a sale. And then the number for a while was 17 times to make, you had to be seen some, instant gratification stuff. So again, it's just, that's the same thing. It was a numbers game.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what Instagram boils down to, and how do you engage and balance it all? And so building a Patreon is not going to be any different, in my opinion, than building your Instagram, from the sense that for me personally, I've toyed with the idea of starting a Patreon and such. And I'm like, well, what's the point to that? I need to first engage on Instagram. And once I engage enough on there and have enough followers to get that 10% over to my Patreon, that's worth my time to get them over there, because then I've got to give them value over there. Mm-hmm. And what's my value going to be? It's going to be tutorials. It's going to be freebies. It's going to be whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And is that worth it when I have 3,000 followers, or is it better to build on one stream mm-hmm. of marketing and then add to it? So those are the questions I think of mm-hmm. when I think of adding a Patreon to my world.
It's almost like once you hit a certain threshold in Instagram, that's when you're going to decide to get a Patreon. Because at that point, in theory, there's like this idea of once you hit 10,000 on Instagram, then it could just a machine that kind of feeds itself and you get subscribers.
Right.
And but, then move to Patreon.
Right. That's my personal thought process. I have nothing of value to
support it.
But as I've researched and looked at that as an option, and I've subscribed to some other artists to do some of my research mm-hmm. to see, do I want to do this? What are they giving away? What are mm-hmm. they doing? How are they getting engagement? And what are, you know, but I see them engaging on comments on Instagram. I see them, you know, engaging with their audience. I see them consistent on Instagram. And then I go to their Patreon and the same thing is true, you know.
Are these artists, are they the ones that, you know, they have a team helping them?
No.
So it's just that
one. Two of them, at least I know, actually 3 of them do not have a team.
Okay. So they're just doing the engagement.
That I'm aware of. They may have like a assistant that may be helping them a little bit, but they don't have a team of people behind them.
So, and I kind of go back to think about the numbers game. Okay. So you get to 10,000 Instagram followers, and then you do the Patreon. What the statistics that are read, like 2-3% will then mm-hmm. convert to paying subscribers.
Right.
Whatever platform you use,
right.
Like Substack, Patreon, or if you do your own membership, 2-3% will convert. So you still have to continue to grow that feeder system.
Correct.
To get them into the next step.
Right.
In monetization.
Yeah. And if you go by the Vince Lombardi theory of, you know, baby steps. Mm-hmm. And that's really why my word for this year is consistency, is because I want to stay focused on putting my art out there and growing my audience to benefit me. And I, you know, it's just like I messaged a group that I missed a call on. And I was like, you know, hey, I want to start engaging with you guys again. And I want to start supporting you. Let me know how I can do that for you. Mm-hmm. You know, and that, and let's reciprocate. You know, I didn't say that, but that's my thought process, is I truly wholeheartedly want to be there for other artists to help support them, so we grow this community.
Yeah.
And if that's Patreon, then that's what they use. But I know one of the four that I can think of off the top of my head that I follow on Patreon, she is on there all the time.
What?
Messaging, putting stuff in groups, freebies. She finds stuff on different POD sites and is putting that knowledge out there for the one POD, that she
back up.
Print on demand.
I was going to say for our audience.
Yeah. She's putting stuff from the one POD site that she believes in the most about new things that are happening on it. And mm-hmm. Hey, make sure you check this out. They've changed this now, you know.
Oh, good gravy.
Yeah. So, you know, she's always posting stuff on Patreon about that sort of thing. And then she's doing videos, and she's the most active one on Patreon. And then the other three that I can think of off the top of my head that I follow or subscribe to, they are doing a weekly tutorial and some small freebies and that. So they're not on there every day, but they're definitely engaging and commenting. And
so what I'm hearing is by adding a Patreon, we're creating more work.
That's my thought process, but I have a narrow field of view here, because I'm just looking at artists. I don't know how podcasters use Patreon. I don't know how, you know, other businesses out there are using Patreon. I just know my little teeny little dot on this face of this earth of what I'm following. But that's what I think of when I think of Patreon. It's like, oh my God, more freaking work. It's like doing YouTube videos all the time. You know, is that my thing? Mm.
Yeah. And it's like, I think once we can be consistent on Instagram as a team, you know, answering and talking and engaging with who's following us on Instagram.
Oh, you're talking about Artist Soar or
Artist Soar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But you know, I think the same thing's true for individual as well.
Like, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, as a team, like for our podcast, if we are engaging and then people are like, hey, we want more, we can kind of go, well, we'll open a Patreon.
Yeah. Right.
Know? But until then,
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of work. But. Yeah.
Well, and it's like, I remember when I was working with my coach, you know, he had commented that pick a lane.
Right.
And invest in that lane. You're not going to see results from that lane till whatever, you know, depends what you're picking, unless you stick with it for X amount of time. And I really think I heard somewhere, I wish I could remember where, if it was a podcast or if it was something one of you had all heard or whatever, but it takes a good 6 months to get a consistency on a marketing path. In this case, I've chosen Instagram to be my marketing path. I've got to be fully in the deep with it, you know, and then I've got to consistently do that for 6 months before I'm going to see any sort of results.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and right now, we have a website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if we're going to give any freebies away, we can do it on our website.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
we'll just do that.
You know what I mean? And even individually.
Yeah.
You know, say you have a freebie you want to give away. Well, put it on your, like right now, instead of like you said, instead of opening another lane.
Right.
And then you're like, okay, should I be in the right lane? Should I be in the left lane? Can I merging? Should I just straddle? You know, and yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we should
I don't know.
But hey, we can always put a donation button up. And if somebody does want to buy us a coffee because they want us to keep on, you know, making some more podcasts and continue talking because we're buzzing.
I did have a Celsius before this.
Energy. Yeah. Go get one.
But, you know, that's always an option as well.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I think that's true for an artist. I think that's always an option for an artist. You know, if maybe somebody can't invest in, you know, a $500 painting right now, but they love the art and they want you to continue working, buy them a paintbrush. put $20 in the yeah. Donate $20 to them so they can make another painting that, maybe 5 years from now or 4 years from now, you can actually, afford to pay it, because there's a lot of paintings out there I would like to invest in, but I don't have the money to do that right now. Well, so how can I support them?
That's an interesting thought. I imagine the number one thing that none of us like to talk about is asking for money.
Oh, yeah.
So
I hate asking for money.
Artists, it's easy for me on commissions because it is what it is.
Right.
But hey, you want to donate to me?
That's true.
Doing that.
I can't either. But
they're doing fundraisers all the time for nonprofit.
Well, heck, the schools are just give me 20 emails and we'll send. I'm like, oh my God, please no.
Oh, I know.
I'm making up emails every time I can think of it. I think we've opened 5 accounts so that we could just, have for these silly fundraisers of 20 emails. Well, it
would be very interesting to hear from our audience because they are all artists and some of them are well known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of them have Patreons.
Yeah.
And so I would really hear.
Their view on it.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? Do they just set it and forget it?
Yeah. Or like why did they decide to do it? What gave them the motivation to start it?
Yeah.
Right. And is it worth it? Are they making any money off of it?
Exactly.
And I tell you what, artists, if you're doing this and you email us at hello@artiststore.com, email us at artiststore.com, we will give you a shout out and relay your information about what you're doing and how you're succeeding.
We'll put a link to your website and your Patreon.
Right. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Because we're really curious. So are all the listeners,
And do you follow any other podcasts that have Patreon? Mm.
That's a good one.
And what do they do?
Spread the love. Help educate. We will be the ones to help educate.
Well, and I think that's what we're about is, we're artists supporting artists is our tagline. So,
right. I mean, you got to have a side hustle when you're an artist. So is Patreon our side hustle or?
This is like all of our passion projects. We're doing this because we want to.
Right. Exactly. We're not making anything at it. And it's just to share what we've been learning along the way and.
I'm barely getting my stuff up on my website. I don't even know how I would do it to a Patreon.
Oh, I know. I was looking at it.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. No, I don't even know what I would offer them. It's I got nothing.
I've got ideas, but the problem is I don't have the time.
Right. That's my thing, too.
I'd rather be painting.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Maybe I could give you some. I could do you some coasters on my new Cricut and email them to you.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine doing 500 of those though?
No. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do that.
And that's my problem is I start thinking this is not mass reproducible type of thing.
Right.
I start thinking about all that.
I know. It's like, what are we in it for the Patreon or are we in it for our art or are we or a little of both?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm okay. Like I like doing what I'm doing.
That's good.
Yeah, without all the monetization. I mean, at the same time, I'd like to get monetized, but other time, that's just a lot of work, a lot of expectations, a lot of unnecessary
stress.
Stress. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's something that our audience could do for us is like. Our Instagram page and please share it with your other artist friends.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Or mention. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had people who have said, hey, Artist Sore was my number one podcast this year. And we were like, remember that? Yeah. And we were like, oh my gosh, she doesn't listen to anything else.
I thought it was funny. A lady came into the studio. And this was before Christmas. And she was just like, I have this little spiel. It's like, hey, welcome to the Happy Place. This week's specials, blah, 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 blah. If you have any questions, my mom and I are one of the makers. And so I introduced my mom, and the lady's like, oh, I finally get to meet you. I've heard so much about you. And in my mind, I'm like, what the heck? And what's happening here? And she's like, I heard about you on their Artist Soar podcast. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, she heard you? And she,
oh my gosh. She
heard it. Hey, shout out.
I know. Well,
when you go into Stephanie's studio or Julie's downstairs, 120, either one, walk in and go, we heard you.
Yes, that would be so awesome.
I know, my mom, she's like, oh my God.
We'll have to put a QR code at 120.
There is one.
There is one? Okay, we're going to make sure.
Oh. I need to put the QR code up about our podcast. Anyway, but it was exciting.
So that's awesome.
I think that's our biggest payment is hearing from you guys.
That is.
Yeah, we do.
Right? I love hearing.
The validation that people care.
And we will actually comment.
Yes.
On our Instagram because we all have it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all carry our phones. All three of us are on the account. So you never, I know one of my little keywords is fabulous. So that's how you'll know it's me.
Because it'll go fabulous.
Oh, it's so fabulous to hear from you. Oh my God.
I mean, we could comment as ourselves too.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
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 So we'll be talking to you guys. So we love that.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram.
And if you follow us, we'll follow you.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Exactly.
All about reciprocation.
Yeah. That's how we each grow.
So, well, until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.